We'll be in range to survey the left-hand planet in 24 hours.
Still too distant for visual analysis, but the spectrographic analysis looks promising.
Two planets. Be nice to have a choice, wouldn't it?
Dione, the Council has decided, unanimously. We strike. We strike first before the traveling moon gets any closer.
Excellent. We've waited a long time for this.
Here we are, John. The data on the left-hand planet. It's inhabited.
All, begin contact procedure.
The moon is approaching strike position.
Perfect. I want Cetacius programmed for immediate launch.
Your crew is aboard and waiting, Dione. This may be our last chance. Must not fail.
Dione?
Dione?
We picked up a signal from the traveling moon, Dione.
Will be as planned. Stand by for launching. Launch.
Cetacius on course for the moon.
Check.
Those two planets revolve round the sun, always on opposing sides. And the remarkable thing is that neither planet is visible to the other.
Commander, powered object approaching.
It's a ship. Battleship size. A colossus.
Activate defense screens. Alan, put all eagles on launch pads. Red alert. We'll be right back.
All defense systems activated, Commander.
Good.
Peony, they've activated their defense systems. Analyze them and keep monitoring.
Any response from that alien ship yet?
Nothing yet.
No response at all.
I've tried all frequencies. Still no contact.
Alan, I want every Eagle airborne as soon as possible.
Well, the last ones are moving to the launch pad now, sir. I'm just on my way.
So keep spread out. Approach it together. As soon as you're in range, I want every Eagle to fire simultaneously. Against that, it's our only hope. Go.
Yes, sir.
This isn't quite your style, is it, John? Shoot first and ask questions afterwards.
We've been asking questions, Victor. They haven't answered. Look at the size of it. It's either got an army inside or enough firepower to blast us out of existence with one blow. Now, their purpose has got to be aggressive.
Well, if it's not now, it soon will be if we start shooting at them.
What are you suggesting? We wait? Wait to find out? No, Victor. I can't risk it.
Eagle 5, ready for liftoff.
Eagle 5, hold.
Eagle 2, ready for liftoff.
Eagle 2, hold.
Eagle 1, ready for liftoff.
Hold, Eagle 1. That's it, Alan. All Eagles ready for liftoff.
Thanks, Paul.
On alert. Moving to attack positions.
Neutralize all Eagles.
Eagle 1 to all Eagles. After liftoff, center on me above Beacon 4. Eagle 1 to base. I have no liftoff.
What's going on?
I can't get liftoff.
Try automatic.
Base to Eagle 1. Stand by for controlled liftoff.
Now go. All systems check. All the dual systems check.
All the safety cutouts are functioning correctly.
Trying again, Alan.
Eagle 2 to base. I have no liftoff.
Base to Eagle 2. Stand by for controlled liftoff.
Eagle 5 to base. I have no liftoff.
Base to all Eagles. Stand by for controlled liftoff. No go. We can't get them off.
It's impossible. All the Eagles? What the hell is going on?
Attack Force Eagles now out of action.
Kano, give me the computer breakdown on that ship.
It's coming through now, Commander. The gyromagnetic ratio has an anomalous factor 2 when applied to electron spin. The landed G factor expresses it.
But that's not what I want.
Gyromagnetic ratio has an anomalous factor. Commander, computer is going haywire.
Eagle 1 to base. I've still no liftoff.
Alan, we're getting some kind of interference. It's affecting computer. It's probably some kind of ultrasonic magnetic distortion.
Coming into the range of moon defensive screens. Deactivate. Commander, our defensive screens. They have been deactivated.
Fluctuating power loss. Our communication systems are also knocked out.
Eagle 1 to base, I do not read you. I do not read you. Come in, base.
Eagle 1 to base, you must get us lift off.
Can you clear that up?
It's out of my control.
I need emergency power in the medical unit.
Paul, switch to emergency power.
Yes, sir.
Seems to be slowing down.
You think they're gonna land?
Could be. Paul, the communication systems, are they functioning yet?
No, sir, they're not.
Connell, what's the computer situation?
Malfunctioning, sir.
Sandra, any change on the defense screens?
Negative, Commander.
Activate scanners.
No sign of enemy activity.
Activate missile launcher.
Everyone down.
Weapons ranged and ready to fire.
Stand by.
Bombarding the right-hand planet.
No response from the Delta planet yet. They will. And the moment they do, pinpoint their firing positions.
Now that ship comes from the planet on the left, lands on the moon, and attacks the second planet, the one on the right.
Those two planets are on opposite sides of their sun. They can't see each other because of the much bigger sun in between. They can't fire at each other directly, because any kind of missile would be drawn into the sun's gravity. So, the arrival of our moon has provided them with a nice ready-made gun platform in space, right, John?
Yeah. What the hell have we got ourselves into?
Thyone, missiles from Delta. Track them.
Commander, missile attack. The planet on the right.
Trajectory!
Delta missiles on random trajectory. The Deltans have not located our position. Perfect. Stand by to fire.
Halt! All non-essential personnel at deep shelters.
Main mission to all sections Alpha. All non-essential personnel to the deep shelters.
All Eagles to bunkers.
And you three get down.
Check for damage.
Eagle-1 to base. Eagle-1 to base, do you read me?
Base to Eagle-1. We read you. Come in, Eagle-1.
Are you all right?
All okay. Shooting match is over, eh?
Seems to be. For the moment. Let's
see if he has a liftoff.
Eagle-1, prepare for liftoff.
Copy.
Take a look at that spaceship.
Check for damage. Don't get too close. The first sign of trouble, pull up.
Copy. I'm circling the spaceship now. Looks pretty knocked out to me. No signs of life.
Paul, get him out of there, quick.
Space to Eagle-1. Pull out, Alan.
Pull out.
Copy.
Sandra, try and make contact with it. Maybe we can get through now. Kano, test that capsule for any radiation or emission.
Yes, sir.
It's coming towards us.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Probably some sort of escape craft. You're gonna let them in?
How else can we find out what's going on?
Could be dangerous.
Yeah. They didn't fire their big guns at us when I had the chance. Sandra, Paul, any contact?
No, Commander.
Connor?
No radiation hazard. All clear.
All right, Paul. Open the airlock to launch pad 10.
And keep Eagle-1 up there until that capsule's inside the airlock. Also, I want 3 security guards standing by.
Helena, Victor, let's go.
Main mission to security. 3 personnel to launch pad 10.
stand ready. Ask sanctuary of us?
Not ask, Commander. Demand.
Demand! It's your aggressive actions which have put this base in danger, in jeopardy. No. You have no rights here, none.
Then I have nothing to say.
Escort you back to your escape craft. Take her away.
Wait! Think, Commander. I have already demonstrated the power of my ship. We have many ships. We could overwhelm you if you gave us cause.
Maybe. But you won't be around to see it. Take her away.
Listen to me! If you send me off this base, you will destroy any chance of survival for your people.
We want no part of this war.
It's too late, Commander. We used your moon to attack Delta. They will come here seeking revenge. If you want to live, all of you, you need my help.
Give me no choice.
I'm glad you agree, Commander.
Who are you?
My name is Dione. I'm the commander of the gunship Cetasius. My ship is now inoperable, and I'm the only survivor. Thank you, Commander, for taking me in. I could only have lived for a short while. It was not our intention to involve you.
But you did. And right now, we're smack in the middle of your war.
We were concerned only with using this traveling moon as a site for our gunships. We calculated your approach and carefully planned a preemptive strike against our enemies. We hoped that it would be quick and decisive, but somehow they anticipated our plans. It seemed they were ready for our attack. Enemies usually are. You will understand the problems of fighting a war from opposite sides of our sun. We had no direct line of fire to our targets. We had to have a base out in space to be able to bring massive firepower to bear. Many years ago, we tried to use a passing asteroid as a base unsuccessfully. It was too small for our purposes.
Many years ago? How long have you been at war?
We have always been at war.
What is it, Alan?
I could have sworn that ship was completely knocked out.
Well, isn't it?
Well, that escape craft managed to get out okay. I don't know.
So there was one survivor. What's so bad about that?
Eagle will be no match for them. The Delton gunships have the same capability as ours. You must not get involved.
Involved? We are involved. Now, what are you suggesting? We sit around and do nothing? I must at least take up defensive positions.
You must remain neutral.
I would love to remain neutral. But my idea of neutrality is not being a sitting duck and being shot at by both sides.
Commander, your weapons are useless against that ship. You must do as I say.
Paul.
Commander.
Keep all eagles in standby positions.
Yes, sir.
Commander, if you will allow me a communications link, I will contact military command and call up reinforcements to protect Alpha.
Protect Alpha? What do you care about Alpha? You send up reinforcements, they send up reinforcements. You fire at their reinforcements, they fire at your reinforcements. And where the hell are we? We're the little guy in the middle. No, thank you, lady. It's not our war. Everyone down.
People will destroy the enemy gunship.
And then you send in reinforcements to continue the battle, right?
Missiles from Beta.
They don't have to miss by much to hit Alpha.
How many are you on Alpha, Commander?
About 300.
Can your Eagle vehicles hold them all?
Just about. What are you getting at?
What is, happening to you was never our intention.
So you told me.
I understand your anger. It's natural also that you should blame me. I would like to help you.
How?
Put your people aboard the Eagles. If Alpha is hit, then they'll be ready to fly to my planet. We'd welcome all of you. Missile launch from planet Beta.
Hit.
Well, we're back to square one. Dione's gunship is knocked out. The enemy gunship is destroyed.
Yes. End of round one.
Now, what are we going to do? Sit around and wait for round two?
No. I think we can be effective, finally.
How?
By calling it a draw and negotiating a ceasefire.
Ceasefire?
You said you wanted to help us. Well, a ceasefire would help us. And frankly, it would help you too.
Well, we don't usually consider such a thing. But our plan for a quick, decisive victory relied on the element of surprise. We no longer have that advantage. Our plan has failed. Of course, I'd have to consult with my supreme command. I can arrange for a communications link to put you in touch with both planets.
Good. Kano, I want you to program our communication system to open a link with both planets. Dione will give you the specifics.
John, even if this doesn't work, it'll be valuable to gain some time. Every hour, Alpha's moving further and further away. It won't be long before we're no more used to them.
How long?
About 4 hours.
Let's keep them talking.
This is Talos, Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces of the Planet Delta.
I am John Koenig, commander of Moonbase Alpha.
What do you have to communicate?
I'm responsible for the lives of the people on this base. Through no fault of ours, we have become involved in your war. As long as the fighting continues, our lives are in extreme jeopardy. I ask for a ceasefire.
I appreciate your predicament. We did not start this war. We were attacked treacherously and without warning. The enemy gunship on your moon had to be destroyed.
Your gunship came to our moon and was itself destroyed. Heavy losses must have been caused on both planets. You have had your revenge. I ask for a ceasefire.
I will place your request before the Presidium.
At least we're talking. Dione, contact your commander.
I am Thayer, Chief Commissioner of Base and Defense. We are fighting a war. Please be brief.
Commissioner Thayer, I am John Koenig.
I know who you are. I've been listening to your discussions with Supreme Commander Talos.
Then you are aware that I'm asking for a ceasefire.
We have been accused of starting this war. We did not. It was started long before we struck the first blow. They were unreasonable. They have always been unreasonable. But we are reasonable people. You have asked for a ceasefire. We agree to a ceasefire. If Talos also agrees, then we can discuss the terms.
Commander Koenig, we would agree to a ceasefire if it could be properly supervised.
We can please a ceasefire. Because of our position here, we can see both planets. We will give an early warning if there's a spaceship launched from either planet. Is that acceptable?
Not quite. The Basins started the war, albeit they called it a preemptive strike. We want to launch a second gunship. But we will hold it in orbit around our planet.
What you're saying is that if the ceasefire breaks down, you want a military advantage.
Correct.
I don't believe Commissioner Thayer will go along with that.
As I have previously stated, Commander, we are reasonable people.
You understand that should the Basins launch a second gunship, and you fail to inform us, we will destroy our planet.
I understand. Commissioner Thea, do you agree?
We agree.
You've done it, John.
Yeah, let's hope it sticks. At least till we're out of range.
Well done, John. I have my doubts.
Me too.
Congratulations, Commander Koenig.
Thank you for your help.
It was in all our interests. I would like to renew my offer for you and your people to come and live on Betha. From what I've seen here, you will like us. Our way of life is similar to your own. I made the offer at the height of the battle. It still stands.
Well, that's very kind of you, but we will have to discuss it. If you'll excuse us, Sandra will show you to her quarters.
Certainly, Commander.
Paul, I want two security guards with her at all times. Kano, instruct computer she is to have no access throughout Alpha.
If there is anything you need.
Thank you. Your computer.
Does it control access to and from these quarters?
Yes.
Well, then I need one of those, won't I?
I am sorry. Commander's orders were that you were to remain here.
Prisoner?
No. Normal security procedure.
I see.
Are you seriously considering her offer?
Helena, we can't afford not to. We might never get a chance like this again.
Seems they're a lot like us. In many ways.
Beetha will definitely support our life patterns, but even so, I'd like a reconnaissance.
We have no time for reconnaissance, Victor.
We've got an invitation from people like ourselves to a planet like our own.
We can't ignore it.
John, Alpha is intact and we're moving out of range. If we commit ourselves to that planet, there'll be no turning back.
And of course, we've only got her word for it that we'd be welcome.
It's a matter of trust.
Oh. Do we trust her?
Yes?
Commander, Dione, she's gone.
Commander, look.
Looks like we've found Dione.
Yeah. What the hell is she up to? There's only enough air in that thing for another hour or so.
For the gunship.
Why?
Everything is prepared, Dan. Get me Commissioner Thea.
At last, we will rid ourselves of the Deltan enemy. Beetha will be supreme. Annihilate them, Dione.
The moon base is trying to contact us.
Dione, we gave our word to supervise this ceasefire. Now, what the hell are you up to?
I'm genuinely sorry, Commander, but my plan had to be carried out. This is war.
We are fighting for our survival. You're surprised. Really, you shouldn't be.
Your gunship was destroyed.
Part of my plan. I waited for a near miss and then detonated prepared charges. It worked. Our enemies were deceived.
As we were. But why?
It's very simple. We have an active gunship on your moon. It's too late for them to get one here now, so once again, we have the advantage.
Truce.
Everything. To gain time. All planned.
All planned. Again, I'm sorry. One does not behave nicely in times of war.
All weapons ranged.
Ready for firing. Firing. Now.
Carlo, get me through to Talos.
You have broken your word.
Talos, we've both been tricked. We both thought the gunship was knocked out, but it was a ploy to gain time, to put you off your guard again.
The ceasefire is ended. The gunship will be destroyed and Alpha 2.
Talos, I am responsible for the lives of innocent people. You must believe me, I've not broken my word. We've both been deceived.
You are in a position to give me the exact location of the gunship. Give me its coordinates. You will cooperate?
We must remain neutral.
There can be no neutrality. The arrival of your moon has upset the military balance between our two worlds. We will bombard your base at intervals until you either give us those coordinates or the gunship is destroyed. The choice is yours.
I heard Talos' threat, Commander. Any attempt to do so, and we will train our weapons on Alpha. And believe me, at this range, your destruction is certain.
Missiles from Delta. On target for Alpha. I'm coming out there.
Out? Out where?
To your ship. I'm coming out there now.
Impossible.
Now look, I helped you. I took you in. You owe me the same option. Now I'm coming out there in a moon buggy. Unarmed, alone.
You would abandon your command. Your people.
I didn't say that!
What are you trying to say, Commander?
Hold it. Don't move! I'm still a command here. Do as I say.
Now, wait a minute, Commander. You're cracking up.
Ione, I'm coming out there. Don't do that.
We've cut him off.
You turn off the frequency. Good. Now listen to me. I had to make that look real. Call technical. Tell them to stand by for immediate instructions.
Main mission to technical. Stand by for instructions.
All right. Switch on the frequency.
You cut me off again and I'll blow your head off. Ione, I'm coming out.
Whether you wish to die on Alpha or the lunar surface is your choice. You will not be allowed on board.
I
listen to me. If you stop the bombardment of Delta, I'll go back.
You would have us give up our victory
in order to preserve you and your base.
Yes. Now stop firing.
Don't you understand? This is total war.
Then let me in. You owe it to me, Dione.
Go back to Alpha, Commander.
In a short time, we will have destroyed all that remains of the Delta defenses.
If you return to Alpha, you might just survive.
Dione,
missile response from Delta. Commander, take cover.
Turn back!
Missile from Delta. On target for Alpha.
How long before impact?
Minutes.
I beg you, for the last time, stop firing.
Come on, hurry it.
Turn back. You will not be allowed on board this ship.
You only have yourself to blame.
It's a trap. Turn the guns on it, quick. Destroy it!
It's no use, Dione. The moon buggy is under the range of our guns.
Tell them the Bethan gunship is destroyed. Now signal Talos. Tell him to destroy his missiles.
Signal acknowledged.
Together.
We survived, John.
Yes, Helena. But think of the cost.
Further contact, sir.
The evacuation procedure negative, sir. Situation normal.
Well,
We've got 5 cases of middle ear damage. It's not serious. There's nothing permanent. We're lucky.
Wonder what life on Dione's planet would have been like.
You feeling regret?
No, just curious.
Well, I think I'd rather take my chances wandering through space than be involved in a permanent state of war. Anyway, it's too late now.
Yeah, too late. They've got their war, and we have all of space in which to find a home. Somewhere.